You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Doing a Taisus read. I'm pushing. And the Sugya of Chalipin. Now, if you married a woman with a handkerchief,
is he arguing that it becomes Kinyan Kesef? Or is he arguing that Chalipin in this matter is Chalipin?
He's going to say Lechart's Kinyan Kesef.
Oh, he's saying
it. Doesn't matter what you call it. Call Chalipin, but it works out as Kesef. You called it Chalipin. What do we care what you call it? You gave it to Kesef. I called it Chalipin.
But it's only because you could grab it. It's different. But Yishkan Shavapruta,
the Kinyan Kesef Gimel Gimel. When the fourth line, see Ben, halfway down, page 80, first column, Sheet is Tais Rid in the fourth line, halfway down the column. The Hira Shasla Oishkai, she can keep it. He's not like the Ran said, the Maskana the Gemara is Itavas Mafkina. No, she can keep it. He says, it's Machlaik Snidar. Man Leimelon Itavas Lo Mitvas. The Gemara says, like a question, who said she has to give it back? So look what he says. It's a mystery what he means. And when you look in the Avni, what he means. If she's willing to marry Lizah Asudr, Abishiska Lashem Chlip and Mikudeshazi.
Huge
Chidish. If he says, gives her a Asudr, she agrees to marry him, even though he says it's Chlip him, it works. Hug my skin. Ask my tongue. Shehisne ima lekatcha b'mana. It's like the Gemara Daf Ches. I'm giving you a mana. I'll give you a mana. 100 zuz, it's a lot of money. V'lo hayonosna la'achshav, but he's not giving her the money, the mana. Ela etfisa sesudet special lo yuchalach zabah. In other words, listen, I'm being mekadiyush for the 100 zuz, but I'm not giving you the 100 zuz now. So we'll make a kinyan sudur on that deal. Why? She's willing with the mana. He didn't give her a mana. Umana enkan, exactly your lashon. Mana enkan. Vafisha b'sada kaina. Ah, 1 second. By a sada, this works. If I say to you, I'll sell you a field for $1,000,000, or $10,000, or $1,000. And we make a kinyan sudur, so it works. So it's my sadeh, and I owe you $1,000,000. You can make a kinyan sudur, we make a price, and we make a kinyan sudur, my sadeh works. V'sheh sadeh kana sudur. Shemach lo asadeh b'mana, v'nas la mana shekneu b'kesef. V'nas lo asudur shelo yucha lachzar bo. See, what's the point of the kinyan sudur? It's a deal. The kinyan sudur creates the deal. That's kinyan chlip. We make a price, we make a kinyan, and it's done. Learning that
here is
the kinyan
is
kesef. Oh, so 1 second, that's it. He's going to say to me. He's going to say, kinyan chlip doesn't work by Isha. Gulas and Michapi Shane can look Kesav, look Stav, look Hazaka. Besuda cano, Machane can be Isha, ah, be Isha, be Isha. Why is Isha different? Why is Isha different than a field? Vitama de Milsa can be first, can be first. They came the Khleep and Misnai Bogas Mishava Puta. Mark explains it. He's now quotes the Gemara that Taisir does. Kevin, it's Khleepin is Bapachas Mishava Puta. La meknaya nafsha l'skadish lo. Interesting, he has the word nafsha there. L'skadish lo. Shlo tucha lachsa b'pachas mishava pruta. V'kivan, so in other words, King Chlipin, she's not makna herself a King Chlipin. King Chlipin doesn't work, because it works by pachas mishava pruta. V'kivan chosh v'dol l'snayu, mishava pruta nami l'snayu. Saying, zher shava l'machza. Sheng zher shava l'machza, achin l'samana. So it's a mystery. What does he mean? Long raid. What does the Tais Rid mean, Rabbi? So listen, if he gives her the Sudr, if he marries her with the Sudr, and he says it's Chlipim, it works. It works. He doesn't give her anything else. It's ironic. But if he says, I'll marry you for $10,000 for a mana, and he gives her the Sudr, it doesn't work. Why? Because King Chlipim works by Apachas Mishava Pruta.
So you're binding yourself for less than a shavu pruta.
But this suda is worth $1,000. Let's say he uses a fancy suda, fancy techel. It's worth $1,000. Doesn't matter. So I want to learn up, skip all the, you know, the marit, his kashas, Look at this. Look at this pshat. Two-thirds of the way down the first column, I mentioned this in the Taz. We're going to finally learn the machlokes, the Taz and the Sma. By Kesef Kinyan, remember I mentioned in the Shir. If Kesef Kinyan is Kesef Shivui, it's partial payment, down payment, or it's a Maisa Kinyan. Machlokes, Taz and Sma. We're going to hit that tonight. That machlokes, man, you hear the machlokes? It's a shiloh when you buy a piece of property. Is Kesef a Maisa Kinyan? Give you money, it's a Maisa Kinyan. But Kinyan Kesef has to be partial payment. And that's how he's going to explain the Torah. It's fascinating.
What do you mean partial? He's paying down payment.
Down payment.
But he's paying full price. He'll eventually pay whatever.
You charge me $10 million, I'm giving you a nickel. Well, then I owe you $9 million. Partial payment. Down payment. Is Kinyan Kesef, I call it partial payment, you want to call it more accurately, down payment, or just it's a Maisa Kinyan. I give you, you know, it's a Shalra of Gustman Clares and a Matana, can you make Kinyan Kesef? He's telling this Machlaikas. Rav Gustman and Sefer Bar Metzia Clares, would Kinyan Kesef work on a Matana? Never thought about that. So he says, Venera, nice Shalra.
Kinyan Kesef work on a Matana, what's the Shalra?
You want to give me a gift, but I want to make a Kenyan. So I'll give you a nickel to make.
I mean, I'm giving you something now, and then I'll give
not,
you.
It's no partial payment. You don't have to pay.
I'm giving you money to create the transaction of a matan. You say, I want to give you a nice little cottage, a little summer house. I want to give it to you.
This,
it's telling this much like it.
Yeah.
It's no partial payment.
A partial payment.
And a gift. Please. But if it's a Maisa Kinyan,
that's what bothered me.
So maybe Kesef is a Maisa Kinyan. It's Tali Lechayr in the Shaila bit.
Uh-huh.
That's what we're claiming.
If you say Kesef works, so it won't work even for
I mentioned this a few times in the Daf. I mentioned the other day, but I found that this is this Avnei Mulum laid on the other side. And there will be a Jesus.
Why does it have to be in the Kinyan if you're giving a Matana?
You need a Kinyan.
Why?
You give me a gift without a Kenyan, it becomes mine. See, I'm giving you a gift. How do you make? You have to do a Kenyan. I'm giving you a gift. It becomes yours. With words, it doesn't become yours. I'll say no. I change my mind. You need.
What is the mechanism of acquiring?
Acquisition. You need a Kenyan for Matano.
Lifting it.
So the question is Kenyan Kesef Rav Gusman Shail? I wish I could bring it from him earlier. Rav Gusman. Zichron Levracha. Good old. Rav Gusman from Shiva de Brooklyn, you know, from his.
Nobody ever made a Kenyan to give him a Tana.
Oh yeah.
Really?
Can you hear it before?
The receiver lifts it up. You have to
People usually give real estate matana. That's why you're not used to getting matanas of real estate. That's when you get a pair of pajamas, you do hagbah and it's yours. You do a Kenyan.
Right. You just live there and you use it.
You got to do a Kenyan. You want to finalize it, you have to make a Kenyan.
You give a luluf to somebody on the
circuit. So he picks it up, I buy it. Maybe that's a Kenyan. That's a Kenyan. Picks it up. With real estate, it's more complicated. But there, Bishita says it's weird. Vulufi Bashkasa Bisma. Simon Koflamet. In Choshe Mishpat, Rabbi said. The other said the nickname the Shavu Pruta, Hakshner Naisim Bat Shivui Amekach. It has to be for the price that Shivui Amekach. The Naisim Bat Chilas Apiram, partial payment, down payment, it's a Sma. But he made it famous. Everyone in Yeshivas knows about the Sma and the Taz from this man, from Avnei Milut. Vashar Zokit Bim Milva. And the rest I owe you, it's a partial payment. Oh, Hecha, or Hecha. Shkol Shivui Amekach Inal Pruta. If I say, give it to me for, doesn't have to be partial payment, it can be the whole payment. You know, Rabbi Yisai, he learns when you marry a woman with a pruta, so the whole payment is a pruta. It's also good. It could be partial payment or the whole payment. She agrees for a pruta, here's your pruta. It's all the money or part of the money. Kushakoshi in a pruta. I would ain't no sin but Shiva Amekach. If I'm just giving you a pruta for my sekinyan, I should know sin the kinyan, lo mahani she said that from Haibat Shivi Hamekach. Sade Ephraim, it was Shiva Amekach. He tied his the sma. Yeah, by stay Ephraim. Wasn't that Shiva Amekach? Abi Meir Shekel Kesef over Lasaichem.
He was the whole thing.
You may give a down payment. He didn't accept any down payments. But Taz Hisik, shake the taz on the sma. The isha niknis b'shava pruta vein el kinyan d'shiva mekul shat b'isha. The taz says that. He thinks on the sma that he look at taz. He says, vein isha, there's no shivin mekach. So you see, it's just a maisa kinyan. The taz of rai against the smas from Maseches Kiddushin.
Yeah, but it's not a
lie,
because she, whatever she
agrees. Alani Estaiti. Zakta Iligab Nimalu Mailagaktsoins. You know, Tzvi, we mentioned this in Shia a few times, this Machlags, right?
Yeah.
Alani Estaiti. Einasak. Devada Yambi Isha Shayach Shiva. Such a thing by an Isha also. Omavoy Bedivya Arush Sabbath. I'm the Mitzvah. He brings a ride from a rush. Vishom Kosav Lochiach, the Mochoshtav, Einotzechel Sham called Shiva Ashtar. See, Rabbi Sai, Taisa speaks about this in Baba Basra. If I sell you a contract, you know, Shmuel's din, I sell you a contract, and then I'm Meichel, so I'm a Mazik, I'm me. But I don't have to pay you the full price. How much is a $10,000 still worth? $8,000, $9,000? You don't pay $10,000. So the Rush says, you don't have to pay the whole value, you only have to pay what it's worth in the market. That's what the Rush says. Taisus discusses this in Baba Basra, I think, of Memches, this Shaila. And that's Moichel Shtavichav is Machel Machel. So according to Rav Meir Don Dina de Garmi, it's indirect, you damage the guy, you Machel the Chayiv. Reuven owes me money. I sold the Chav to Tzvi. So how much money do I have to give Tzvi? The amount he paid for it, not the value of the Shtar. That's what the Rosh is saying. Shankar Zolchich, the Moichel Shtar in Otzal Hashem called Shiva Ashtar. It's common sense, right? I don't have to pay you the whole Shiva Shtar, just the amount you paid for it. El Domin Shanosan. Right? It's, so now it's, if I sold Tzvi, I have a $10,000 IOU. I have a $10,000 contract. Somebody owes me money. I sell Tzvi for $8,000. Then I'm Meichel V'chayv. I have to give Tzvi back $8,000, not $10,000. That's what the Rosh is saying. El Domin Shanosan. Yodom Pekish Mekadesh. Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Ches will speak in a few weeks in Yitzhak Hashem. B'mekadish b'shtar choiv da'acheret. If somebody owes me money, you mekadish the isha. You know, b'shtar choiv da'acheret works. It's Gemara in Kiddushin. Machlokes b'shtar choiv da'acheret. The isha lo samcha daita. She doesn't feel confident. The guy may be Michael. The Gemara says a svara that she's here. Yeah, I got money, but the guy may be Michael. Lo samcha daita. It's a machlokes in the Gemara. There's one shita, he can't be mekadesh with it because she's not some mechaz das. He's going to be Michael. That's what I get. He just has to be Michael the guy. One Tana says, he wouldn't do that to me. She's confident in the husband. What's it now? She's not some chadaita. Fake the rush, it's stach l'shalem. What if she's not confident? But he'll have to pay her anyway.
She doesn't get the full
now. Oh! And how much damim? Because you the pruta. So he gave her a $10,000 contract. I'm willing to marry you. She may only get a pruta. Because the Shiva Kedushin is a pruta. According to the Taz, there's no Shiva for Kedushin. So he's proving from this rush that when you give a pruta, that's the Shiva of the Kedushin.
You are listening to
the Russian Raya wouldn't make sense. Because you gave a pruta, that's not the Shiva of Kedusha, it's a Maisa Kinyan. You see from that rush that the pruta is the Shava of the Kedusha. Ayin Shama Vord, the Kedusha, Nami Shivayu. And the pruta is Kesef Shivay. Omashamachi Kedusha Kesef. So he's sticking up for the Sma based on this rush. Do Kesef Nami, Betar Shivayu. The Mekacha Bepruta, have we called the May Shivi Bekedushin? The Mekacha Bemana, listen to this. Let's say you tell Anisha, I'll be Mekadishu with a mana, and you give her a down payment. Like the Mar Daf Ches. Skachli Bemana, you give her one dinar. Remember when Daf Ches about Alf? You Mekadishu Bemana, I wasn't there that time. Mekadish Bemana, and you gave a dinar. So, the Nasa dinar, O Pruta. Now, Shia dinar Pruta, Betar Stchilas Pirai. Yeah, if you're saying Mekadosh Bemana, so the Shiva, this Kedushin, she agreed for Mana. The Dinar he gives her has to be, he owes her 99, not 100. This is the key of the Taisis read. Shiva Kedushin. Achumana chasa Dinar chasa Pruta. Chumar besada. Vakol betor stchilas vartar Shiva lo l'shumkin. Fizet. So this is how he learns the Taisrich. I say it outside. Rabbi said, beautiful pshat, the Taisrich. It says like this. If you give her the sudar, if you give her the sudar, let's say you give her the sudar, mikalish you with this sudar. Tasklip, and she's getting the sudar. How much is the sudar worth? It's $10, $5. It's kesef shina. He's marrying her with this sudar. He called it, you know, doesn't matter, he called it klip, he called it kesef. He gave her $10. That's the shiva. But let's say he says, I'm marrying you with mana. I'm marrying you with mana. And I'm making the king klip, and I'm giving you the sudar. So that's not shavius. He's saying the chisarit is the sma. If you send me mekadishu at $100, and you make a kinyan sudar, so the $100 is still $100. That sudar, that kesef, is only a maisa kinyan, like the taz, that doesn't work. He learns the taz rid means like
even
the sma.
Keep it, and even if it's waterproof.
Right, because
he's
it's not
going right against his own philosophy.
Because it's not kesef shivoi.
But his own philosophy all along.
That's the taz. That's the sma. So he's saying, but it's got to be shivoi. It's got to be payment. If she's agreeing to marry him, so look what he says. It's kindness. Brilliant pshat. This, of course, I'm not saying anything. I'm reporting the news.
He's saying his pshat is that if you give a suda worth $10, he agrees to give him one is $100, right? He agrees to make kiddush with $100. And then he gives her a suda. The suda is worth $10, but he gives her a third sleeping. He still owes another 100, is what you're saying?
That's what he's saying, and it won't work. If the sooner you're not subtract, if it's not payment, so then it's not, that's what the Tosfot means. That's what he means.
But he already said that.
But Fiv said, look, you want to see it inside, sweet?
Yeah, I see.
Fascinating. Fascinating.
It's a little inconsistent.
It sounds crazy.
If he owes only 90.
Yeah, if he would say. Yeah, if he would say.
But he said, always Khalipin is. Khalipin is.
But Khalipin is a Maisa Kenyan. So he's saying, if I'm just marrying you with the Sutter. If I say, here, I marry you with this suitor.
And it's worth more than a prutah.
And it's worth $10 a prutah. So it's good. I call the chalipin, who cares? That's the shavius.
But it doesn't count towards the payment.
Right.
Ofizeh, yispayer, the very Tosfos read. Rabbi said, there are other pshatim, the achrayim. I don't want to, we're not main belief. This is the Tosfos pshat. Hagoyin dab nemalum, you can, but I like it. Everyone has to know about the Taz and the Smas. I like Pshatim, like when I teach in school. I taught them a Ketzayis Chazish. There's so much information here. I like better than the Pshat, is just all the ideas, the Taz and the Smas that we're learning. That's the value of a Zahav Nimlum. If this is Pshat in the Taz Rid, I wouldn't swear to it. Let's see what he says. Let's give him an opportunity to speak. Ophiza is barred to be Taz Rid. Techidim Kadshib Chalipim Shava Pruta. Havisha Tamuras Achlipim. If you just say here, I'm giving you a sudar, you mekadesh me. Havale chlipim shumlas the kesef. You asked earlier. It doesn't work out chlipim. It works out kesef. Because she can keep it. So it works. Shabbat. She gets a shabbat. Think about Torah Shivoi. It's like giving him a nickel. And then she says, mekadesh a nickel. If he gives her a sudar, so it's a nickel. It's worth money. See what bothers me a little bit. L'chor is not being mekadesh with the worth. It's kinyan suitor. See, he's saying if there's only a suitor, see, mekadesh with the worth. See, that's a little weak. He's not being mekadesh with the worth. He's being, when I say suitor, see, Rashi makes this distinction. Rashi and Gimel and Beis. It depends if you say kesef or suitor.
The question is, does it have to be a klipin? Klipin has to have certain categories. Could you use money for klipin?
No, it's the suitor. It has to be a clay. So he's using a clay.
He's
using a clay, but it's worth money. The nickname Bitora Shivoi. Of Klippin Shu Lakinyan. But Klippin, which is Lakinyan, where he made a price. Shemokhla Sada Bimana. The price is a mana. Vaina Naisin Amana. I'm not giving you any money now. We're just doing a Maisa Kinyan Klippin. Rakshanois Nasuda Lakinyan. It's not Bitar Shivoi. Because the Shiva is a mana. And the Sudha is not subtracting, like you said, Yitzi, so well. It's not a partial payment, it's not a down payment. That's saying, oh, now I owe you only 99 because it's a Sudha's worth a Zuz. That's a Lakinian. Ain't Bom Shum less the Kesef. But Kesef, ain't no connection, no Salapi Rai. So he learns that Tosfos Rid means like the Sma. It's a mistake in print. It's Daf Ches. The value is 100. The Sud is not affecting. It's not taking off the 100.
Not so sure it can be Moroccan in such a case. You grip it.
And subtract it.
I'm not so sure you can. That is, he knows so clearly it can be Moroccan.
He's not giving it for that.
He just said if you give something without us leaving, the person can grip.
For grip, for guess.
They can keep it.
So if they keep it, you mean so it should not be knocked off the price.
It should knock off.
But he didn't give it as a partial payment. He learns according to the Sma.
He has a right to keep it.
It doesn't matter, but I didn't give it to you for payment. It's a person has a right to keep it, but if the price is still 100,
he's sure it doesn't.
So Rabbi say by a field this works because kinyan suder works by a field. See, by a field it doesn't work on kesef by a field. See, when I first read it, it bothered me. So why does this work by a field? Because by a field kinyan suder works. By a field, you can use Kenyan Suter. By an Ishi, you can't use Kenyan Suter. You can only use Kesef. The Tosfos Rid holds, it doesn't matter if you say Suter, Kichlibin, it could work out Kesef. But it can't work out Kesef if it's not a down payment. The Kesef Lomani, the Piron, the Kesef Zahu, Hayevdel, Shem Kesef Lefichim. The Kesef Lekinin, the Chlibin, the Kenyan, of a Kesef Shu Tchilas Piron, who Nichlas Pilas Shivaya,
the Chashivai. I think the Tosfos Rid says something that he's not mentioning, but Tosfos Rid says that Chlipin works with less than a Shavu.
Right. Well, the Gemara says that. The Gemara, that's why, so why can't we Kachin Shavu Chlipin? So forget about Kes.
But he points it out. Because it's part of his argument. Because his argument is, since the Chlipin is less than a Shavu Prut, it can't be part of the Pirayim.
That's not what he's saying.
I thought that's what he's trying to do.
He's just saying, see, there are two issues. The Gemara deals with, so why doesn't Chlipin work? So let's use Kenyan Chlipin. It could be something like Rashi has the Gears of Navsha. Kenyan Chlipin doesn't work. The Tosfos holds, if you just give the suitor, even though you said the Chlipin, it'll work al Kesef. We got it? We got Clara Beisak. Okay. I want to show you. Rabbi, I said this the other day in the Daf. Kesef, that's beautiful. It's the nicest part. The Gemara says, "Hai kaspa l'chud." Remember, it says, "Hai shtar l'chud." Hai shtar l'chud. The Gemara says, "We had a Daf Hey, and we just had it yesterday." So I mentioned that the Mlum's pshat. This is gorgeous. You want to see it inside?
Can I just ask one more thing?
Yeah.
What does he mean by "engzer shavu matzah"? The Tosfos Rid.
Yeah, I know. That's a funny. I know. He's saying. Well. If chlipin less than a shavuot doesn't work, so chlipin doesn't work. It's either yes or no. He doesn't want to divide this chlipin and that chlipin. See, Rashi's mashma, the whole kinyan doesn't pass. It gives some nafsh. So you're right. The Tosfos Rid, the saying zar shel nachsa, he's saying pshat in the Gemara. Why chlipin doesn't work if it's more than a shavuot of the chlipin? Now, the two issues for you. Why doesn't it work als kesef, which is what the Avnei Malum is dealing with? Why doesn't chlipin work? So, see what you're saying, you have to separate these two thoughts. See, what Avni Malum is accomplishing, why Chlipim doesn't work, Altskesef. If I give you a Surah, you can keep it, it works, Altskesef. Even though you said Chlipim, it'll work, Altskesef. You don't ruin it by using the word Chlipim. But his point is, if you made up a price, he's learning the Tosfos Rid. If you made up a price and then you give Chlipim, so then the pshat is you're not taking it off the price, so it can't work out kesef because of the sma. It's not payments. It's not partial payment. It's not a down payment. Right, of course. Yeah. Now look what he says on the bottom. Rabbi Yisai, when I spoke this out in the daf, but it's kedai to see it. Second paragraph from the bottom. Suyas hashas b'kedushin. It's the same thing. Would we have this have haishtal luchud? Would we have it now by avid kanani? By avid kanani going in with the shtar and out with the shtar. So Gemara says, "Hai shtar l'chud." Remember, so we had on Daf Hey also that same.
Close. Different story.
Yeah. So Gemara says the kesef is also different.
Yeah.
So my answer is it's the same kesef. Yes. What was the Gemara's avim idiot? How he learns? Kesef kedushin is kesef shavjes. But when you go out, is that shavjes? A get. When you, if you give kesef with a get, that wouldn't be shavjes. A get, there's no shavjes. So he says that's what the Gemara meant. High kesef luchud, high kesef luchud. That the mulam learns. The bottom paragraph. But he's going to mind that, hey, but we had just said the same guy. I spoke it out on the Gemara Be'evet Kanayin. Kesef Shekona, Kesef Shiva Kedush. The Kesef you acquire property. Remember, Rabbi said this is not only true by Isha, this is true by property also. See, remember, Rabbi said, the Machlokes, the Taz and the Sma is by property. The Taz brings a right by Isha that by property it's not Kesef Shiva. As the Taz throws at the smiles, what are you talking about Kesef Shivui? By Kedushin, he held, by Kedushin doesn't pass Shivui. So the Rambam says, no, it does pass Shivui. Had Kesef Shiva Kedushin. Vishiva Kedushin is Stan, Isha Miknaya, Nafsha Bepruta. Right? Vishiva Kedushin is Stan, Isha Miknaya, Nafsha Bepruta. Oh, sure, yeah, this brooch is Yoser. She wants a big amount. So whatever she wants. Vinosim Pruta, Tchias Pirai. And if she says, I'll only marry you for 100 zuz, and I'll give her one zuz, like the Gemara Daf Ches, that's also kosher. Avo b'geirishin. So it's beautiful, pshat Gemara, the Gemara is havamina, hay kasp l'chud. It's a different lumnus. The kesef kedushin is shivui, and the geirishin is a maisa kenyan. So my answer is tiva miyachada. So what? It's a different lumnus, but it's tiva miyachada. Al v'geirishin hu bal kol shach shivui. By geirishin, there's no shivui. The Gemara wanted to say, you go in with money, you go out with money. So Gemara says, no, in Kategonas Sanegar. I buy shtar, it's a different shtar. Frank Gemara, by Kesef, it's also a different Kesef. The Gemara meant, because one, it's a different lumdus. It's the same half dollar, but it's a different lumdus. That's how he learns the Gemara. We said this a few days ago, Chaim, because we had the same Shakal Vitaria just recently in these sigils of Evit Knaini with Haishtar Lachun, Haishtar Lachun.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.